Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, and it is September 19th, 2017. Well, I have two guests today, Beth Fogel. Beth is a acting founder of Expedition Therapy. Good morning, Beth. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. It's always lovely to speak with you. Thank you.
And another acting founder we have is Aaron Wilson, who's the executive director, I understand. Well, good morning to you, Aaron. Good to have you here, too.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about their program, Expedition Therapy. They're acting founders of it, and healing young adults through igniting their passion. So what do you mean by igniting a kid's passion? What kind of kids do you work with, and what do you mean igniting their passion? Aaron, you want to start?
Sure, yes. Lon, the people that tend to come to Expedition Therapy are young adults with learning differences, and oftentimes, through that process of growing up and going through kind of school situation and academics, I think feelings of self-doubt and things like that. And so what we do is try to create experiences for young people where they can get in touch with who they really are.
So really what you have is a customized or individualized program to where you try to find what turns them on and then try to work with that, and that becomes the project. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, that was well said. Yes, absolutely. That's what we're doing. We help them ignite their, really uncover passions that maybe they didn't even know they had.
Oh, that's good. So it's young adults you work with. What are some of the projects or some of the unique things that you've done that you don't generally experience or see in a wilderness program?
I can think of a particular student we had recently who had an interest in aviation. And, you know, we're typically rock climbing and canyoneering and things like that. And so for his project, each of our students does a personal project that's based on their passions and interests. He focused on aviation. Now, I'm a pilot, and so it's not a world that I'm unfamiliar with.
Well, that was sort of natural for you then.
Yeah, yeah. So when I learned that he had in his past had an interest in aviation that he, for whatever reasons, wasn't able to realize, then Beth and I set about to create a curriculum and an experience where he could use the skills and abilities that he has to realize that. And so that's what he did. Mm-hmm. And we had, he started with unmanned things and aircraft, and then before he knew it, he was sitting in the pilot seat and taking off and landing. And it was really, for him, it was, it just transformed his whole outlook on his life and what he could do with it.
That was probably the key thing, but I presume he's also participated in group activities like the rock climbing and the more traditional wilderness therapy experiences.
Absolutely. That's all part of the whole experience. And really, for him, and I think this is the case for a lot of our students, in order to get to that point where he's focusing on this life goal and passion, there's a lot that has to go on before that, and that's where rock climbing and canyoneering and some of these other experiences come into play. We work on a lot of different levels, from executive functioning and communication to self-concept and self-esteem, and these building blocks really have to be there in order for a person to even really have confidence that dream that they have buried way deep inside could be realized, that it could be real. And
Yeah, and it comes out in the process of working with them. So all of them have sort of a common curriculum that they'll start with. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, and they're all working together in a group environment. It's an expedition. The model that we use is an expedition model. So that means that team members have roles to play to support each other and also to reach the goals and objectives they have. So what's also happening behind the scenes, and if you were here, you would just see it as part of the culture, is that expedition group members and team members support each other. So he got support from his teammates and from our staff and us through his personal project, and that culture is developed because they are sharing expeditions together.
Is that part of the curriculum, is each one has a personal project that's their own, like this one on the aviation?
Yes. Yeah. Each student, through the process of being here, discovers something about themselves they didn't know before, or something that they had kind of buried down there and thought was not accessible. And as they become more confident in themselves and in what they can do, then those passions kind of bubble up to the surface. And then that's where this project starts. I typically ask a question: if there was one thing that, if it were different, would fundamentally change your life, what would that be? And it's from that question that their projects develop.
What are some of the other projects that some of the other students that you can think of that they developed?
Well, Lon, we had a young man here who, when he was younger, was an excellent skier on the ski team, and he expressed interest in becoming a ski patrol, a member of a ski patrol. So we arranged through a local ski area within an hour of us to have him run with the ski patrol for a day and, you know, have some access to the different situations that come up during, you know, the day, and also, you know, have a question and answer period with them. And we have a relationship with the ski area. And so he really got excited. And when he went to his next step, not only did he study outdoor education, he was originally from Canada. He got dual citizenship and I believe became an EMT also, and, you know, is fulfilling his dream as being on a ski patrol and a medic in Colorado. So that's another example of someone who, you know, seemed lost, and we just made it happen. We made the opportunity happen for him, and he expressed interest in it, and, you know, that's how it came to be.
Okay. Well, what kind of a student, a young adult, should contact you or might be most beneficial for them to get in touch with you and go through this program? What kind of students are you looking for?
Well, first, you have to be an adult, so you have to be 18 years old or older. And I think that you have to be in a place where you recognize that there's some things that aren't working for you and want to take your life in a little bit different direction. And I think that the student that works best with us are students with learning differences. To be someone who maybe school didn't come easily for them. Our students tend to be highly intelligent,
athletic,
and also alternative learners. I use kind of those terms because I think that there's so many different ways to learn, and we get exposed to a couple of them in school and academics, but the rest of your life is not like school, and there are things that you can do that maybe you haven't realized yet, And so that's kind of our student, the person who they may be pretty hands-on. They might not know it yet. A lot of our students are they have a lot of skills in art. They're artistic. Or technical skills in engineering, and those kind of come up in the hobbies that maybe they pursued or in the interests that they have.
Okay, so I would another way to describe it is sounds to me like they're floundering, perhaps a bit of a failure to launch type of thing, and they're a kid that they're bright, they got good potential, but they don't know what to do with it, and that would be a prime student that you might be able to help.
Yes.
Well said. That's exactly right.
Okay, and then you would do that by a lot of the common things, but what sounds like really unique from my experience is this customizing or individualizing it to their patient. And of course that works back if somebody gets passionate, all the other troubles seem to fall away, right? I would imagine. Is that correct?
Yes, very much so. They get so lost in something that they've discovered about themselves that, you know, it seems like we're getting commitments to sobriety much younger because they want to get into the area that they're really, the area that they believe in, that they feel is right for them, and the other things just fall into place. But they do really get excited about believing in themselves again.
Okay. Well, if somebody wanted to find out more about Expedition Therapy or want to talk to either or both of you about this whole idea of igniting the passion, how would they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of us is either through our website, that's expeditiontherapy.com, or call us by phone. And you can reach us at 435-899-1750.
Okay. And Aaron, yours is expeditionaaron.com. I'll put this down in the stuff. And Beth, it's expeditiontherapybeth@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's about the time. We've pretty much covered the program, and it's an intriguing idea of what you're doing. So maybe we can follow up and see how it's going in about a year from now or something like that. Okay, well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Beth Fogel and Aaron Wilson. They're the active founders of Expedition Therapy in Utah. And we've been talking about healing young adults through igniting their passion. Well, thank you very much. Very good to have you guys here.
Thank you, Lon.
Thank you, Lon.